Other people's radio show too. In fact, I just got done listening to the last two shows on BBS radio. Amazing. Because there's a lot of good things that the other guests are talking about, and I'll relate to some of them. Amazing statement was made on one of the shows. Somebody made a statement that I had never heard before. Statement was made, Plato said, God geomorphizes. I guess that's geomorphizing. In other words, using geometry in creation. And this gives me an opportunity to plug my book, Connect the Dots Theory. The name of the show, Connect the Dots, taken from the name of my book. And in my book, I talk about the first creations, and they are, it's the beginning of geometry starts. And I put forth in my book the understanding that geometry was the beginning of creation of the universe. And numbers came in after geometry. You know, the scientists have always been telling me this. Mathematics explains everything. Well, mathematics had to be invented to quantify geometric creation. And so I agree with that statement. Plato said, God geomorphizes things. And I actually went and looked it up in the dictionary. And, of course, they don't have that word. He's making up a word on the spot there. But if you understand what geomorphical the word is in the dictionary, you might have to look it up. G-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-C-O-L. And then imagine turning that into geomorphies, whatever that is, adverb or whatever. But it fits, and I agree with it completely. And that's why I tell people, go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I'm connecting a lot of things, a lot more than any one individual did on the face of this planet. That's right, and I have to be doing a lot to make a claim like that. But let's just move on here, because I like to cover as much as possible in 1 hour. And by the way, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got something important to say, call in. Hey, if you're a DJ from one of the other shows, call in, and we'll have a grand discussion. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Or you might have to dial the 1 if you're dialing from a landline phone. So then it would be 1-888-627-6008. And I'm the only host that ever gives the phone number more than once. I hate these radio shows. They blab out the phone number and it's gone. If you weren't there waiting to hear a phone number and weren't warned that the phone number was going to be, there's a fat chance you're going to remember it. That's slang, fat chance. Just to explain that in case there's any ETs listening. And by the way, what that was mentioned on Mr. Gillian's show, him and his guest, were talking about what's going on with the memos on the news, whatever. And the topic of aliens disclosing themselves to mankind. I mean, if you have any common sense, you know the government is never going to give us full disclosure because that would be admitting to too much lying and deceiving. We know they're liars and deceivers, but they don't want to admit to all of the lying and deception. And they'll never give full disclosure, so we have to rely on the people who have worked on the secret projects and have quit and have risked their lives in telling us the truth. And we pretty much have heard all the stories at this point in time. Yes, there's many aliens. Yes, there's the Galactic Federation. Yes, there's good aliens and bad aliens, and bad aliens are the bad ETs are the ones controlling our world. They control the humans that control our world. So they are the behind the scenes, evil sources of world control on planet Earth. And there's plenty of evidence to that. I don't even have to get into it. So anyhow, Mr. Gillian and his friend are talking about, are people going to be able to handle UFOs showing themselves? And they were a little skeptical about it, but I'm not skeptical at all. I'm very positive about everything I say and do, and I'm pretty much form an opinion instantaneously because I've got this thing called the gift of knowingness, and I just go with it, you know? And I'm usually right 99% of the time. Hey, I'm human. I have a right to be wrong 1% of the time. But I have an excellent track record at being right. And my guess is that the human race was, majority of the human race, was ready for ET revealing itself at the beginning of the 1970s. You know, many of us before that point in time, I wouldn't have had any problem with it before the 1970s, but we're talking the human race in general, because there have been so many science fiction movies out there. We are, and TV shows and sitcoms about extraterrestrials and ETs and all that kind of stuff. 20, 25 years of science fiction movies talking about unusual things like that, creatures from other worlds. And it would have been no problem back then. The whole talk, conversation, I say, about being afraid, about each world being able to handle it, this is misinformation put out there to slow us down from being willing to accept it. And I talk about ETs quite often. You know, I've only had telepathic communication with them myself. I never had any first-hand encounters that I actually could prove the person I was talking to was some kind of creature masquerading as human, though I've met a few that could possibly qualify for that. But I can't say for certain. The only thing I can say for certain is, yes, I've had telepathic communication with ETs. I might have mentioned before the Joker character. We were a comedy team for the whole night. People like Jay Leno would give their whole collection of oldie cars away to have that particular night I had. I was a star beyond a star, and of course I was only able to do that because I had the assistance from another dimension of a comedian from the higher reality. And so much for that. But anyhow, back to the ETs showing themselves. I know about the law. I've talked about it before. There's a rule, cosmic law, universal law, that it's like the Star Trek prime directive, that you can't just barge in and interfere with a primitive society. We're considered primitive, I believe so. And especially if you're highly evolved, if you're from a highly evolved group of entities out there. But you can enter into a primitive world like ours, and when you've been requested to. And so I'm making the official request tonight for the human race. Hey, if Corey Good can be the chosen representative of Earthlings to represent us at the Galactic Federation meetings, well, I can, as a singular person, make the request. I am requesting tonight, and you can pass the word along anybody listening that I'm making an official request that these ETs and their motherships and craft that we know and we heard about it, they're all hovering around the Earth, that they start showing themselves and maybe just leave a message, kind of like the day the Earth stood still or something similar, and just say, hey, we are here and we're here to help you move beyond the evil that's controlling you. That's a good message to put out there. But just go out and do it. People are not going to freak out. They'll be talking about it, and we want people to talk about these things. It'll help us evolve. It'll speed it up, because I don't think things are moving fast enough. I mean, my mind travels faster than speed of light, definitely. I told you this before, people. The information is out there. It's been out there for a long time, a long, long time, that it's a known fact that thoughts travel at the 10 to the 41st power. That's a lot of zeros. Way beyond 186,000 miles per second. 10 to the 41st power per second, it's like instantaneous. You know? So, this is known information. And people sought the truth and they obtained this information. And it's been out there since back in the 1980s, if not sooner. Of course, you know, the controllers of the world do everything in their power to see that you don't gain access to this information. In fact, the book that I got it out of, it's out of print. You can't get it. Is that coincidence, or did they do that on purpose? You know damn well they did that on purpose, because it's such important information about how the dimensions connect. And I cover a little of that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. There's 1,001 reasons to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Just buy it for the sake of making yourself a more intelligent person, because it will. So I just had to talk about that. Yes, this is an official request of all ETs out there in spacecraft, whether it be mothercraft. We hear the mothercrafts are pretty big and impressive things. We'll bring one down in front of the general public, and we know you can evade anything they try to shoot you down with. So just uncork yourself and do it in major cities all around, and let's start this thing moving, you know? Because the human race can handle this, no problem at all. There will always be a few idiots who can't handle anything, but we can't let a few idiots hold us back. You know, if you want to be a stupid jerk and freak out because a spaceship showed up, hey, that's your privilege, but we should not let a few idiots that don't want to open up their minds stop us from embracing the true reality of the universe. Again, I'm asking you, ETs, pass the message to the ETs, pass the message to the people who know the ETs. I'm officially asking all the good ETs out there, not the bad ones, only the good ones that are here to help us and serve the eternal source of goodness, the true creator, the one God, only the good ones for them to show ourselves. We don't want to see the bad guys. In fact, we wish they were all removed by tomorrow afternoon. That's how fast I like to see things done. Let's not waste any time here. Come on. The fifth dimension is waiting for us, and the only thing holding us back is evil. So as far as I'm concerned, remove all the evil. I'm asking you, as a human being here representing the human race, remove, get rid of all the evil creatures. Just take them anywhere. Drop them on an asteroid. Take them away from here and let us all, that loving people, move into the fifth dimension so we can concentrate on good things and getting along and enjoying life and having fun. I mean, I have fun every day of my life because life is what you make it. But there's a lot of people suffering in this world, and who's to blame? The evil controllers. And you know, there's many people that want to concentrate on love, increasing your love vibration. You know, it's an important thing to do. We all need to increase our love vibrations. But it'll be a lot easier when all these evil interferences are gone. That's what evil does. It interferes into the affairs of mankind. You know, the purpose of all the present-day ongoing wrongful manipulation of humans on a global scale is to continuously subject us to stressful situations, unending confrontations, and fear, so that humans will have been adequately conditioned to passively accept a one-world government takeover of planet Earth when the planned event actually happens in the very near future. In fact, I've mentioned it before. I mentioned it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Back in the 1990s, the takeover date was 2018. Well, this is the year, so don't be surprised if they go for it, the evil ones go for it this year. And they have everything lined up. They have, you know, they're slowly killing us with the chemtrails, which, you know, we have to start squawking more for it. I think by now, for 8 months, I've been trying to encourage people on Twitter to like to tweet the president or get your kids to send letters, or school teachers get the kids to send letters to the White House. I don't know if everybody's been doing it or not, but I'm at the point now where I don't believe President Trump is getting the message, and so I think we can forget about the easy fix with the executive order. So now we have to solve this ourselves. We know all the regular people in government, they're scared shit to even talk about it because they're too concerned about losing votes, you know, and they've all taken bribes from the big people who want the chemtrails to continue. For various reasons, profit, et cetera, and so we can't expect any help from the scientific world because most of the scientific world has been bought out, and they just play along with whoever gives them the grant money to do what they want to do, and all the grant money is funded by the evil world controllers. So you see why scientists never talk the truth, because they're playing the game. Well, I better not bite the hand that feeds me. Yeah, we understand that, but on a you know, a collective cultural ethical value thing, you scientists are selling us out. And then there are the mad scientists, just like in the cartoons, I will conquer the world with my new death-ray weapon. You know, stupid shit like that. And some scientists, that's their ego trip. You know, they've turned into the cartoon characters they saw when they were kids growing up. Oh, I want to be that mad scientist. And then they gain enough knowledge and enough connections in the wrong places, they get to do that. Yes, I'll make my whole life dedicated to more powerful weapons, and I will control the world. I mean, I saw it in cartoons my whole life growing up, and it still played out in cartoons. And unfortunately, people get brainwashed by what they see in TV. Some people do. Other people learn from it. I learned a lot from watching TV, but it's easy to get brainwashed by TV if you're not careful. And it's time, we've all know it by now. I mean, when I was growing up, everybody, you learned at an early age from your parents or other people that all politicians were crooks. We know they were crooks. It's no big deal. If we could handle the politicians being crooks and still go out and try to have a good time in life, we'll have no problem if the ETs show up in the motherships. In fact, we'll be happy. Finally, somebody that's not a crooked politician or an evil Monsanto scientist. So what else did I hear interesting talked about tonight? I talked the monatomic elements. It's of importance. There's other information that relating to the monatomic elements. That's a single, you know, a single element. Mono, get it? Single. Monatomic products. They were talking about And there's stuff out on the internet about it, talking about products called, I think it's Ormus. Another one is Shungite. And these products have small amounts of buckyballs in them. If you're not familiar what a buckyball is, it's roughly the most famous buckyball. There's different types of them. The most famous one is the carbon 60. 60 carbon unit atoms that form a cage-like structure that resembles the pattern on a soccer ball, the classic pattern. I mean, I know there's new patterns. They're coming out with new patterns for soccer balls, but the classic pattern on the soccer ball of 12 pentagons interlaced with 20 hexagons. Yes, that's the pattern on a soccer ball. Now, each one of the points where the lines meet, you can envision a carbon atom being at each one of those points. That forms the cage-like structure known as the buckyball. And both the Shungite carbon rocks found in this city called Shunga Village, in a place known as Karelia, Russia, they have, there's plenty of testimonies of these Shungite rocks, and people believe now one of the key ingredients is the small amount of buckyballs in them, to have healing properties. And also, they are known to be put in electrical, when you put a Shungite rock into an electrical system, harmonious, the Shungite rock harmonizes that electrical system. And yes, you, the human being, you are an electrical system yourself. If you didn't learn that from the Matrix movie, well, you're learning it tonight. There's electric activity going through your body. So that's a good thing for someone to get to help harmonize the electrical system in their body. And there's this other product called Ormus, I believe. I forget how you spell that, O-R-M-U-S, maybe, which is another product that people have, scientific tests have been done. People put a little bit of this Ormus under the tongue, and it creates harmony with your brain waves, puts you in a certain good brainwave cycle. So, all of this is important information about you, the human being, and we want harmony in our bodies because disharmony creates all kinds of bad attitudes and stuff. And we don't want bad attitudes. We want good, loving vibrations, which comes from harmony in your body. And that's why this is important information. Okay, I just want to remind everybody, this is a call-in radio show. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. You can talk about what I've been talking about, or talk about something else. My favorite topic is chemtrails, because this is the most important issue that needs to be solved, because we're slowly getting poisoned every day by the chemtrail planes. Government will not help us. When I'm out there on Twitter, I'm tweeting people, hey, get in contact with me, you know, for Plan B, because Plan B requires that us, the citizens, solve this problem. Stop the planes flying that are spraying the poison, because government clearly isn't going to do it. I mean, the only way President Trump is going to get the message and understand what the deal here is, if I had the opportunity to meet with him personally. Hey, if you're out there and you have a connection, you get me the meeting, and I'll convince him to write that executive order. But unless it's something grandiose like that, I don't believe he's going to get the message. Let's face it, he's surrounded by all kinds of evil creatures that want to make his life as miserable as possible and keep the truth away from him because they want him to embrace the evil, not the truth. So I can understand why the message hasn't got to him, but, you know, in the meantime, we can't wait because he may never get the message because, you know, he's living in the swamp down in Washington. That's why I run for the president every 4 years. You know, I ran the last two elections, and I'm running again. I am a 2020 candidate. If you're a decent person out there listening to my voice and understand what a knowledgeable person I am, contact me and let me, you know, support me with the money I need to really get my face out there. This radio show is not enough for me to win the election. I have to get out there more, and I know how to do it. But to get out more than just this radio station that I host once a week, I have to have the money to do that. Otherwise, not enough people will know I'm running for president. And on top of that, I'm doing it the hard way as a write-in candidate, because that's the only way the opposition won't really take me seriously. They don't believe it can be done. But I know how it can be done as a write-in candidate. But it still takes a certain amount of money. But I am the most qualified person to ever run for president in the United States. You know, as far as knowledge goes, if you took all the presidents of the United States from the beginning to now, it wouldn't. Their intelligence and what they brought to the table isn't one-tenth of what I'm bringing to the table, or one-tenth the intelligence even. That's what I'm bringing. That's how qualified I am. You know, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying it's because it's fact. I'm aware of what everyone else is bringing to the table. I'm aware of everyone else's intelligence level, you know? And what I do know, that nobody knows all that I'm bringing to the table or the extent of my intelligence. You couldn't know that unless you were me. And there's only one me. You know, who might else know? I guess God, the Lord Jesus Christ, other important celestial beings of such high order. But as far as earthling goes, no, there isn't an earthling alive who knows how much knowledge I've obtained in this one lifetime. I say it as a joke to people that I've lived at least 10 lifetimes already in this one lifetime. Maybe I've lived 20. Because I started at an early age of educating myself and training my mind to just work better than any computer in existence. If you took all the artificial intelligences in the whole universe, yeah, they're great for computing facts and numbers and shit like that, but they wouldn't even come close to the intelligence I've trained my brain to be. I've got one of the supercomputers in the universe going inside my head. And if you gain an understanding of what it really is to train your brain, you understand that you're not only training your brain, but you're connecting yourself and your brain to all the knowledge in the universe. You can't beat that, because machines can only go so far. Machines, first of all, have to start off. They're only as good as their program to start. And even when they start programming themselves, they'll never be able to connect with all the knowledge in the universe like a human mind can. So it's not that far-fetched what I'm saying, that the capabilities of my mind far exceeds all the artificial intelligence in the universe. You know, it's a very logical statement to make. You know, machines will never get it because they're only stupid freaking machines. What can we say? Machines are good for certain purposes, and that is it. They never can be human, they never will have a soul, and they never will make it to paradise, the home of the real God. Okay, I just had to say that for a minute or two, but hey, if there's any good people out there with money that would like to see things change, on this planet at a very fast rate by having a real president in the White House that knows the solutions to the problems already. In fact, all the solutions are known to every problem on this planet. They're all known already. I'm aware of that. Apparently nobody else is. And that's why I claim I'm the most qualified person to be the president. What more can I say than that? But here's an interesting thing that I bring up once in a while. I talk about the blurring of truth. Well, TV is, boy, they win the award for blurring of truth. Let me tell you, with all these, especially all these pharmaceutical commercials now, you know, I think 4 out of 5 commercials are pharmaceutical commercials. They're pushing these products, and I guess the law forces them to tell you all the bad things, or the lawyers tell them you got to list all the bad things. Take this product. It might help you stop your runny nose, but you might die from it. You might get a heart attack. You might be crippled the rest of your life. You might be bleeding from the nose. You might have seizures, but it might help your nose stop running. Who didn't want to try anything? But every one of the products, they got 20 things wrong with every one of these products, but they're telling you, well, it might be good for you. And then they got somebody smiling. What a BS. Unbelievable. And that's how TV wrongly influences you, that the pharmaceutical companies have the money to buy all this time on TV. And it's a blurring of truth to sell you a product that's going to cause you more harm than it could ever do good for you. Well, one of the other things with the blurring of truth, here again, it's in the commercials. Those of us that are up on things, we know about the HARP broadcasting energy programs. They're bad. Bad energies they're broadcasting. They're creating a global warming with HARP. You know, they're heating the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Well, if that isn't going to cause global warming, I don't know what. What's your definition of warming? 1,500 degrees, and they're using the HARP broadcasting equipment up in Alaska and other parts around the world to do that. So HARP is a bad thing. That's with the double A, H-A-A-R-P. It's an acronym for some kind of words. And what do they have now to confuse the common person, the sheeple who watches the TV? They have the HARP quick loan commercials. Well, now, if that is an obvious blurring of truth, they want people to think of HARP as a commercial loan thing to try to cloud over the fact that the original HARP, H-A-A-R-P, is an evil contraption that's broadcasting bad frequency vibrations that are harmful to human health, and they're heating up the atmosphere. I mean, like, talk about global warming. We got machines doing this, and then we're crying there's global warming, and then they try to turn it into some kind of sham with carbon tax and all like that. When it's the intentional abuse of high technology that is part of the global warming thing. And then what else do we have? Chemtrails is part of the global warming conspiracy, too. And not one of these global warming BS artists ever bring up HARP or chemtrails. And when these are the two biggest things that are causing global warming. Well, hey, I would say this is an educational show, and I talk the truth here. This stuff, you know. This is, you got to think and put two and two together. You know, that's why this show is called Connect the Dots, because on this show, I make the connections and tell you about it. Once you start looking at the situation and start connecting the dots for yourself, you will understand, begin to understand how, why things are the way they are. In fact, that's one of the chapters in my book, Chapter 4, Why Things Are the Way They Are. Well, which reminds me, I'm going to read a poem out of that book that I turned into a song later. And a song that's available at the CD Baby Music Store. I got to give a plug for myself here. Some of the greatest songs ever written, I've written and put into an album. Songs better than Dylan. And then I have my party album. American Party song.
But
regardless of that, there's always a possibility that you might not like one of the songs on the album. But you know what? The beauty of... I have a slight problem with the electric wire here. The beauty of going to a place like CD Baby Music Store in the modern world is, first of all, you get a 29-second preview of each song. And you don't have to buy the whole album. You can download one song if you only like one song. And, you know, some people like social commentary songs. Some people like songs about love. I have a whole variety of things on songs better than Dylan. But you don't have to buy the whole deal. I mean, there's 22 songs. When you buy the whole deal, you're paying, I don't know, 60 cents a song, 50 cents a song, some ridiculous low price. When you buy a single song, it's only 99 cents. So if you find even one song you like on there, hey, download it for 99 cents. How can you go wrong for that? And I just wanted to read one of these, read the words to this poem that I turned into a song. And when you hear it in the song, it's, I don't know, it just sounds better. Anyhow, the poem, the song, it's called Connect the Dots. No, it's not. It's called The Common Man. Okay. It's actually, the words are listed, I'm going to read it right out of the book, on page 17 of chapter 4 of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. The song is called The Common Man. I'll just read it real fast. It goes like this. They see him live through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. That's how they give it to you. That's how they get you to swallow the lies. They tell you a bit of truth, and the next thing you know, you're swallowing the lies because they hooked you in with a bit of truth, and the next thing, they feed you the lies. So they feed them lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. Sound familiar? They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him overburdensome debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him. That common man who's the victim of their evil plan, every time he tries to take a stand, the cards are stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness, a systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit. A nameless face on a piece of plastic, a barcode chip, to be implanted in that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he has tried to take a stand, the cards have been stacked against him. He's falling by the wayside. He needs your helping hand, that common man. The common man is you, and you, and you. That's right. We are the common man. And that's what's being done to us. Anyhow, it all sounds a lot better when you hear it in song form. Just go to CD Baby Music Store. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, you can buy any one of the songs, of the 22 songs, at 99 cents to download it. Not bad. You can do the same thing with my American Party songs. You'll find one or two on there you like. and you just download the ones you like for 99 cents, or you know the price of the song to go down if you buy or download the whole album, whatever. But the choices are available today, things that were never available before. Amazing part of our wonderful high-tech world. And while I'm talking about my book, Chapter 6, The Geometric Shapes That Connect Everything. It's important to understand, you know, the geometric shapes are the connecting factors of the dimensions. You know, special shapes and the correlates of special shapes are what weave the connections. They transmute from the slower vibrating dimensional zones of reality to the faster vibrating zones. And that's a good way to think of the differentiation of the zones or the dimensions. The lower the number of the dimension, like first dimension, second dimension, third dimension, things are moving slow. We exist, and everything is made out of light. So we as physical creatures on Earth are existing as slow vibrating light. When we move up to the fourth and fifth dimensions, the vibrations go up, and we become less physical and more spiritual, and our vibrations increase. And the things that increase the vibrations from one dimension to the other are the geometric shapes, the focal points of the geometric shapes, which the energies get transmuted through from lower vibrations to higher dimensions. And those in the higher dimensions that want to move into our reality, they have to transmute through the same focal points. It's a two-way conversion apparatus. And it's there 24/7 all the time. You just have to learn how to utilize it or rely on others who know how to use it to open it up and close it for you. But it's a system. It's a living system. It's there all the time for us to use. And that's important information to know. Here's something that you I found interesting that the people were talking before. We're talking about the Atlanteans and the height of their culture, where there were those who had kept the truth in crystals and held true to the truths of the universe and were ethically pure. But at the same time, part of their culture focused on the machines and materialistic things, and they lost their spirituality, and they ended up doing the old creation experiment of creation. Apparently it's been done many times by many societies, of creating brain-dead, large, physically strong creatures to follow orders and work as slave labor. And so they got into the same crap as that we have heard the Nibirians from the 12th planet did, of creating monstrous-type creatures with small brains. And as such, it was mentioned that the creatures that we've heard about and refer to as the Sasquatch are leftovers from the Atlantean creations. They were a hybrid gorilla man type creature, physically strong, but never meant to excel mentally as a normal human would over the course of time. And that's why they're on our planet, which sounds like a reasonable explanation. We've heard the other stories that they're interdimensional creatures popping in and out. And maybe they have the ability to change their vibration to make themselves invisible. You know, that's all you have to do, really. You want to make yourself invisible? Well, learn the trick how to physically raise your vibration to a point beyond human sight. Things that vibrate faster than parameters of human sight are basically invisible. And there are entities on Earth now. Go outside with a camera like I did at night. If you buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you'll see all the amazing pictures I've photographed at night with 35mm film. No special lighting effect. In fact, the less light, the better. And I captured all these things that fly around at night and leave light trails that the camera is able to pick up, but they're beyond the vibrations that the camera's picking up. They're outside of the range of human vision, and that's why we can't see them. But they're there, apparently, all the time in certain places. In fact, I'll give you a little secret. They seem to like to hang out on spruce trees. And I only found that out by trial and error experimentation. And you can capture these things, too. Get yourself a camera with a B setting, open the shutter, and focus it on a spruce tree, and I'm sure you're going to find some of these things yourself. But just to amaze yourself, that's enough reason right there. Buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I've got over 50 amazing nighttime photographs. What else I picked up, too, was the focal points of light that are intentionally materialized in setting up the interdimensional exchange zone. And I've got an amazing picture of these sparkling points of light. They're hovering in grass about 2, 3, 4 feet above the ground, and I caught them on film. And those points of light, that day I took that picture, I could actually see they were sparkling that bright during the night. Now, when you gain an understanding from reading a book like mine, Connect the Dots Theory, sparkling points of light are made of and how they exist and why and the why and the wherefore and all the info behind it, you'll be gaining an understanding of how this reality exists, and then you'll understand that they can open up, the people who know how to control these things can open up a portal in daytime that there is absolutely no way you're going to even have a clue there's a portal there. But it'll be done the same way through focal points of light. But the candle power of these focal points of light that enabled me to see them with regular human vision, the candle power is so low that in the day, sunlight will obliterate it. In fact, I remember, because I stayed up all night the first time I saw these things, as soon as the daylight started coming on, all these points that I could see disappeared, as if they weren't there. Of course, I knew they were still there because they weren't going anywhere. They were just hovering to keep the portal open to the other dimension that was being accessed by those who were out, obviously, from the spacecrafts that were hovering above that I caught later at such events out in the wilderness. Yes, there are spacecraft hovering. They're not flying saucers. They're hovering crafts. I define them as UHOs, unidentified hovering objects. And when I enlarged one in particular, it was a craft that something no one has ever described, let alone had a picture of. It resembled, if you ever saw the Jules Verne story put to visual content, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and they have the amazing-looking submarine called the Nautilus. It has this jagged metal bar, like teeth, coming over the front of it. Well, if you can imagine a spacecraft that has this kind of jagged, sloping front, and if you know anything what a bird of prey looks like from Star Trek, that the Klingons use. If you combine those two together, you might come close to what this thing looks like. And it's hovering out there in the night sky, and it has the most unusual shape, too, and it has a blue glow around it. Well, you're not going to see that anywhere except in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And that alone is worth buying the book for. Most amazing picture of a hovering, unidentified spacecraft. Certainly nothing that the U.S. military has. And you could contemplate all day why they would create such an unusual shape. Because it looks like, the best way I can explain it, it's a cross between the Nautilus depicted in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and a Klingon bird of prey. And then a little imagination added to that and a blue glow. So, the only way you're going to see that picture is to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And if that alone isn't enough, just think of that it will make you a more intelligent person, guaranteed to. Well, hey, I did give the phone number out several times. I guess no one is going to call tonight. What? No surprise. You know, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you got a landline phone, you got to put the one in front of it, obviously. You know, people are talking about, there was a song, California Dreaming, back in the 60s. I know my rock and roll history. I think the Mamas and Papas did it. California Dreaming. Yeah, people were singing it. Well, the way things were going in California, I think they should re-release that song except and call it California Leaving, because your state is being destroyed by chemtrails, a stupid governor who makes every wrong decision possible, and a lot of other dumb things being done in your state. And you might want to start singing California Leaving. I mean, California was a great place until government ruined it. And the NWA is ruining it now with their chemtrail planes. Yes, of course, the chemtrail planes are a global entity project, part of the kill off the 95% of the human race. It's harsh reality, but we have to talk about it, and we have to solve this problem. We, the concerned citizen. If you're listening out there, you're to this radio show, you probably are concerned. Saying, well, it's time to wake up and realize nobody's going to do this but us, the concerned people. And unfortunately, it sounds like the American Revolution over again. I heard there was only 3% of the population engaged in the American Revolution, and that was enough to break us away from England. Well, I think we have about 2 or 3% of concerned people that might be willing to do something, and we're going to have to work with that small number because the rest are sheeple or lazy or just idiots that don't want to face up to the harsh reality of what's happening in the world. And then there's a certain percentage that are afraid of losing their job. And, you know, and then there's other people that are threatened that they can't do anything, like the pilots who fly the chemtrails planes. We know they've been threatened with death by the world controllers if they go public with what they know about how bad this and evil this spraying of poisons into the air we breathe is. I mean, it's already been proven by regular citizen scientists that the chemtrails are loaded with poisons and insect DNA, and they're probably the recent flu epidemic. They were probably dumping flu virus into the spraying also, because the people who want to do this to the human race, they have no respect for humans. Their allegiance is to the 12th planet. I've said it before. All the world control parties on Earth are basically under the control of the 12th planet invaders who came here 445,000 years ago, and they never fully left. You know, the planet disappears for 3,600 years and comes back, and they always leave a support control group of 600 people or something like that, 600 creatures. We can't even call them people. And they, though they used to be visible on the face of the earth, they were the false gods of the past. Now that I hear they harbor underground and they just use their human puppets like the Rothschild family and the Bilderbergs and the Rockefellers. We know who these groups are. These are the ones we see and the other great banking families, and they're controlling our world through these ruling families. And this is how it's done. We know it. We don't have to prove it. We know it. We've had enough has leaked out about it, but so we're left with a small contingency percentage of humans that are willing to go out and fight for the human race, and it seems to be that small amount everywhere you go. So it's time that we realize that government is not. We need to fess up to the fact government is going to let us die before they lift their lazy ass to do anything, because they're too concerned about their bribe money or the big house they own, and they don't want to lose the perks they've gotten by becoming politicians. Why do you think they became politicians and lawmakers? Because they wanted the perks that went with the job. But they don't know that it's worse than ever. That now they are supreme traitors to their own human race. That's right, politicians and lawmakers, you are traitors to the human race. Aren't you sick? You are so pathetic and a bunch of losers and traitors. The best thing you could do is probably kill yourself and remove yourself from this planet. You know? Either resign or kill yourself, because that's the only way you're going to help us. We know you're not going to legislate good laws. You've proven that you don't do that, and you've also proven you don't listen to what the people want. You only listen to what people with money, and all the people handing out the money are the evil world controllers, and that's why you're serving evil, and that's why you are traitors to the human race. You're not only traitors to the American people, you're traitors to the whole human race, all of you. Yeah, there's one or two good politicians out there, but you're in such a minority, you're never going to get anything done politically. And let's stop listening. And this is the lies they feed us on the TV. All the time, the politicians, oh, we need a political solution. There are no political solutions, because all the politicians are liars and crooks and phonies and bribe takers. And these people will not find any solutions except for themselves and the people who want to control the world. So, you know, we need to start telling these people, stop lying to us, please. We know you're lying. We know you're liars. We know you're crooks. We know you're deceivers. We know you're pedophiles. We know you're the scum of the earth. And that leads us back to, we have to solve our own problems. We have to stop the chemtrails now. I've given up. Unless somebody can give me a personal visitation with President Trump, it's not going to happen. You know? He's going to be kept in the dark and kept busy with other things, and he's not going to help us with the chemtrails. So we need to fess up to that, too. And those of us that care about it, we need to stop these planes with some clever strategies, and I'm the guy who's got the strategies. That's why I keep telling people, contact me, except we're all suffering, the world is suffering from an epidemic of unresponsiveness. You know, I'm asking strangers to contact me, and people, apparently everyone is afraid to contact other strangers except me. You know, I learned to talk to strangers at an early age, no problem at all. You know, once you learn how to do it, it's easy. But apparently, I'm not ashamed to call out people's names. You know, there's popular people out there. I'll name a few of them. Alex Jones, I think he's a big chicken to call me. He's on his own ego trip. And meanwhile, he doesn't have the solutions. I'm the guy who has the solutions. Yeah, he's chicken to contact me. That's right, Alex Jones, you're chicken. Right? You can't pick up a phone and talk to somebody who has solutions. You don't have any damn solutions. You're talking about all the problems. Yeah, well, guess what? You're one in, out of the million. We're all talking about the problems, and we all know the problems already. And I just, I'm just picking on you today, but I'll pick on other people, too. You know? Dane Winnington. Yeah, you got a lot of great videos out there about chemtrails. And a lot of other people got great videos, too. And, yeah, okay, you're the king of chemtrail videos. But at the same time, you got no damn solutions. I've written you a letter once, asked you to contact me. But you're too high on the horse, high up there, high in money. No, you don't contact strangers, right? Because you're Dane Winnington, right? Man who knows everything about chemtrails but doesn't have any damn solutions. Meanwhile, I'm the guy with solution. I'm asking you to call me. You want to solve this problem? Well, then talk to somebody who knows how to solve it. Well, so much for that. So I just called out two big chickens today. Prove me wrong. Get in touch. You're not even trying to. That's sad in itself. You know, okay, you've done your piece. Why don't you just retire now, both of you, okay? We've heard enough about what's going on wrong. We all know about what's going on, those of us who are concerned. So do you have anything else to offer? Meanwhile, I'm the guy with the solutions. I've got plenty to offer. Every one of these problems can be solved with ingenuity. And I'm just exploding with American ingenuity. Well, anyhow, that's the end of the show tonight. So now you know that the Sasquatch supposedly is, connected to an Atlantean genetic experiment that left the Sasquatch to hide out in the woods for the rest of their term on Earth here. Okay, I'm going to, you know how I end the show if you've listened before. The first song is the end lead guitar part to that song called Are You the Partying Kind? It's on my American Party Songs album. Amazing song, amazing guitar work there. You can get all my songs. Go to CD Baby Music Store and you get the 29-second preview on every song and a chance to buy every song at only 99 cents a piece or get the deal that lowers the price of each song by buying, downloading the album, rather. And following that instrumental ending of that song is the whole song of I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album called Songs Better Than Dylan. And I Gotta Be Somebody, it's an anthem song for everybody who wants to be somebody. It could be your song, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. Here we go. We're going to close the show until next Saturday. Tell your friends to listen in because I've always got something interesting to say. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked 'cause I caught there.